Welcome, Salimat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, my dear friends, it is good to join with you again.
Good to have you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful for us as well.
Mm-hmm. If only you could realize how many listen to your conversations before we begin, you would indeed be surprised. But that is not new to your understanding.
No.
Of course you know. There are many changes in your planet that are happening right now, and we have spoken of some of them. I wish to say only that please to remain optimistic in all of your thoughts and dealings with this planet. No matter how dismal events may appear, I want you, my dear friends, to look beyond that and to look to the positives in life. In that way, you expand and you grow. So, just, my dear friends, bear this in mind. And this, another of your coming years, we will not dwell so much on the negatives, but on the positive aspects of living and of development of yourselves. For a number of years, we have begun the year saying we must develop our own selves. But, my dear friends, these things take time, and no matter how slowly, as long as the steps are clear and you know where you are going to, this can only be good. So once more I will say to you to look forward to your future. Of course you must accept what is happening in the world. But we have always had problems. So therefore, my dear friends, be positive in your own individual attitudes to life. And you will find that the rest will follow. Someone mentioned children. Children are indeed the future of this planet. And yes, it would be wise to try to guide and steer them in the right direction. It is not always easy because they are surrounded by so much negativity. But if every individual parent were to take on board that job for a child, there would be great changes made upon your earth. I wish you, my dear friends, to go within, to listen to that still, quiet voice, which you all have. It is that part of your spirit which is mainly subdued whilst you live your earthly lives. But I would like you to sit whenever you can and listen to those who are trying to help. The more you do this, the more you will hear their voices. Those helpers, those angels, those teachers who come from our world, they are all waiting to help. Now, I do not wish to sound as if I am preaching to you. You know that would never be what I intended. Therefore, I will say only, if you have any questions, then please let's discuss them now.
Could I ask a question about what was mentioned last week about the healing? That if we could see what our healing thoughts are doing, we would be surprised.
Yes.
How is the best way to send them, and what should we really do to get the maximum effect from our endeavours?
Your thoughts must be made in love and dedication to the knowledge that it is being received by those of us in spirit who wish to help with the healing. I would say love is the utmost thing to have when you are sending thoughts for another.
So we send to spirit, and spirit sends on rather than sending to the individual?
Spirit will deal with the thoughts, yes.
Mm.
Yes. I hope that helps you.
Did you want to say something, Lillian? Did you want to mention to Salome?
Yes, all right. So, we do ask for healing and ask for thoughts for my youngest grandson, who's being a bit of a worry, especially to his mother at the moment. Are we doing the right thing? Is there anything else that we can do to try and make life a little easier?
If you are not trying to change the life plan of that young person, then of course all thoughts will be taken into account. You must remember also, my dear friends, that it is not permissible to interfere with another's life once you have come to the earth plane.
Yes.
But yes, of course, loving thoughts are always dealt with. But as I have told you previously, you do not always have the results that you want. When we receive healing thoughts, whatever is best for that person will be fulfilled, and that is not always what you would wish for. You have to understand.
Yeah.
You understand, don't you?
Yes.
Yes.
It does seem hard at times, but yeah.
Of course, but it is part of your life's pathway. When things are difficult for any one of you, do not immediately say, "Why me?" Because why not you? There is a whole world of people, and most, I would say, have encountered problems and troubles at some stage of their lives. We in spirit are here to help, I have told you often that you must ask for that help before we can give out the help that is needed. You understand?
Yeah.
Let us, for example, take if everyone is praying for someone who is ill, and you have interfered with the passing of that loved one. That is not what you would desire, would you?
Well, I hope not, no.
No. So therefore it is best to give the loving thought and allow us in spirit to deal with them.
Yes, I see.
And I wish to say one more thing about this, that it takes only one loving thought, if it is genuine and sent with love, for it to be dealt with. There is no need for the repetition of thought.
Yes.
You seem surprised, my dear friend.
Yeah, sometimes when you feel a little bit desperate,
yes,
you
do
tend to.
Then what would happen is that those who are dealing with loving thoughts would try to help you also, because you have difficulty with accepting what is to be.
Yes, I know my daughter has a bit of a tough time.
Yes. I hope that has helped you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I must admit, I was slightly surprised as well, because I wondered if it was part of sending prayers and thoughts to someone who's got an illness or a disease. I thought there's some kind of, you're sending, okay, love, which is an energy. And it might take, I wondered if it might take some illnesses, might take several sendings.
If you have sent one genuine loving thought, it is received. If you continue to ask for help over and over and over, do you not see that you have created a doubt?
I see, yes. You've mentioned that before about not asking for help as such, but just
and to trust in that great creative force, they know what is best for that person.
Yeah. That does make sense now. So once should be enough.
Yes, but we understand that you are human. But if you are to be doing it day and night and on and on, it is wasted energy.
I can see that could show your own inner doubt.
Yes.
And also, I remember you saying that repetition becomes something you're saying, so you're not getting that same in-depth feeling, because you just think, I'll ask again, so you're not doing it with the same, that same energy that you did it the first time.
It is a little like the religions of your world, who are constantly repeating the same words.
Yes.
And after a while, those words become a little meaningless.
Yes, I remember you saying that, yes.
So it is good that I have reminded you, my dear friends, of words that have been spoken.
Yes.
She does see lots of lights around him.
So yes, which to you should indicate that the help is being given.
Yes, I'll tell her.
I guess the repetitive prayer is more suitable for praying for planet and planetary conditions and for large groups of people who seem to require more awareness.
No. Again, one prayer, if it is honest and loving and truthful, should be enough. What would help is if you have a group of people sending that love energy to us. That is helpful.
The one prayer from a group of people.
Yes, it has a little more what you may call strength behind the thought.
Thank you.
So what we do at the beginning of the meetings, asking for help for people, that's all our energy is going into that one thought.
Yes, but also not to be disappointed. So often you human beings are disappointed when your thoughts are not used in the way that you think.
Yes, don't go our way.
Yes, so trust in the great creator that things will be utilized for the better.
And what happens with the thought when we just occasionally send out a thought, just send my love wherever it's most needed?
Yes, it will be used to help the person named, and then it will become part of the energy field.
Right, so if I don't name a person, I just allow those angels of thought to...
If you can feel the person, if you do not know the name, you can feel that person's energy, then that is acceptable.
And what if you, if it's just a general thought to all humanity?
Then we in spirit will use that thought. Yes, it is all to be used. I have told you previously that energy can be transmuted. You have to remember all of these teachings to fully understand. Do you understand, my friends?
So presumably if it's a general thought for all of humanity, it will maybe
it will be accepted, yes,
and it will be put to some use,
yes,
perhaps in a troubled area.
A loving thought. And this is the important word, the love behind the thought, will never be wasted or changed to be meaningless. Yes.
It's simple, really. We just get a bit...
You forget my words, my dear friend.
Yes.
You
do need a little jog from time to time.
Yes, but I hope it clarifies for you again how we use your thoughts.
You have mentioned once before, Sanimet, I know, but all these people that have been murdered by terrorists, were they really just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or did they perhaps know that this was going to happen to them?
You know, we have discussed this before too. You cannot make a clean sweep of all of these events. Some will have been, but it depends on what you call the terrorists as well, how their life path has changed or altered, as to whether the person killed, as you say, is just in the wrong place, or it is meant to be. Be careful that you do not put everything together as being fated. That is not quite correct. And there are many explanations that you would have to try to understand. It is not quite as simple as it may seem.
Can I just ask about negative thoughts and how they are dealt with in spirit?
Negative thoughts would be transmuted into more positive thoughts.
Okay.
Remember that in spirit we are able to do such things, whereas you people upon the earth do not have as such that knowledge yet.
Okay. So what, so you're saying that if somebody sends out a bad thought to somebody,
let us first clarify what is a thought.
Mm-hmm.
I told you from the very beginning that a thought is the most powerful thing that you will ever possess.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
So the thought that comes to us has to be dealt with. And there are many souls who work with the thought energy.
Mm.
Thought is just energy, whether it be negative or positive. You understand?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So when we receive thoughts that are negative, we then utilize that energy and it becomes more positive. You would never allow, if for example the negative thought sent to one in spirit,
mm.
we could never allow that negativity to touch the spirit of one in our world.
Yeah.
So it has to be dealt with.
But if on this, I know you've said it's like a boomerang thought, if you
yes.
use it wisely, because it comes back on you. But if you were to say, think something bad about a certain person,
you are harming your own self.
But you're not changing that thought on this planet, or are you?
Again, it depends on if there is interference in the life or not. There are many factors to it. You are trying to make it black or white,
mm.
and it is not.
Mm.
Mm.
Makes it more complicated.
Well, yes, it is not simple.
No.
Well, certainly, Matt, I was going to say this evening that our view is so much narrower than yours, our view,
yes.
while we live on the planet.
We but, would not expect you to have such an open view.
I was comparing that with your view, which is so much deeper and wider, and you clearly have full knowledge of past and present, and which leads to perhaps I could say very firm impressions as to how the future will be. But you also are aware, so well aware of what is being done and what can be done
yes.
from those in spirit
yes.
To aid the earth, whereas the vast majority of us living on the earth do not have this knowledge. And I was going to say, if that is a fair evaluation, and if you would care to elaborate further, but I think you have already elaborated as much as is reasonable for us this evening.
You see, my dear friends, as you know, your knowledge is limited. It is blinkered in a sense that you can only take in so much, you can only understand so much.
Mm.
And yes, of course, my vision of your world is much greater. But it is not my pathway to show you these visions of the future,
mm-hmm.
but instead to help you as individuals to become greater spirits, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You already are spirits, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But what we would like is for you to develop more whilst in your physical car. That is why occasionally I say to you, you must develop yourselves. Because with that development comes greater knowledge. And my dear friend, as I have said to you previously, really the past is irrelevant. The past has gone. You cannot change the events that have already gone by. But you can, in some way, on your planet, influence your future for the better. And that is what is important at this time.
But
you will never fully understand what is happening.
You did say to us that the past, the present and the future is all one.
It is. But that does not mean you focus upon the past. That is unnecessary.
Where past knowledge is concerned, another question I would like to place is, if by any chance when in spirit I wanted to read books in the older Alexandria Library, would I be sensing the thought behind the words, as it were, so that translation would not be necessary?
If, let me say this first, whatever you desire is possible. Whatever any one of you desire is possible. But you have to be in that state of spirituality where these things can happen. So yes, whatever you desire, my dear friend, is all that I am going to say. If you wish to look in these books, is that not possible? Yes, it is.
And translation would not be necessary?
Translation would not be necessary.
Yeah.
The understanding would be instantaneous.
Ah, yes. It's a sort of semi-technical point. Yes, thank you for answering that.
Yes. I hope it has helped you.
Could I ask another question, healing? If you visualise someone that's unhappy, but you visualise them happy, or you visualise them in a better state, is that the same as sending healing thoughts, or is that another way of helping them?
That is another way. You could call it healing. Of course, it is a healing in a sense, but it is slightly different in that the visualisation belongs to you. So there is a slight difference. But all of those things are good.
Okay.
Is this something you would be able to do?
Well, I do try.
Because I feel that you would be very good at it.
Oh, thank you. I'll continue then.
Yes. Yes. But what you must never do is visualize someone in a different position that could bring disruption to them or interference in their lives. That is what you must be careful of.
So I just tend to try and see them smiling rather than unhappy.
That is good. I would commend you for doing that. Now, my dear friends, are you happy at the start of this new year?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
We're very happy with your evening discussion with us tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, the words have been most helpful.
Yes. I would say it's working on the earth plane is interesting. In as much as the words are repeated time and time again. And it has been a great joy to all of us who come close to you to join with you this evening.
Thank you.
And until we come together again, I leave you all, my dear friends, cloaked in the love and the light of the Great Spirit. And until we come together again, I will leave you.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you.